Hey, Daily Dosers, thanks for joining us this morning. I want to take us into one of my favorite passages in James because it's sort of brought out a life challenge that I would love for all of us to take on. So if you've got your digital devices, Bibles, whatever you've got in front of you, go ahead and turn to James 3, and we're going to start in verse 2. This is what he writes. We all stumble in many ways. Anyone who is never at fault in what they say is perfect, able to keep their whole body in check. When we put bits into the mouths of horses to make them obey us, we can turn the whole animal. Over the past couple of years, I've gotten to work with a lot more horses than I ever thought I would. And one of these horses that I was working with, he had some separation anxiety. If you don't know, horses can actually become really good buddies with other horses. And so there's this one guy that really liked these two other horses. And every time he got separated from them, he got a little disobedient and stopped listening to the person that was on him. So it was something that we needed to work on. We took these three horses out and somehow I pulled the short straw. So I ended up being the guy that was on this horse that had issues. But we intentionally took them out and we let his two buddies keep going ahead and we pulled him back and made him stop for a little bit. And this horse, he started to let me know a little bit of, hey, my buddies are up there, can we go and join them? He started putting his ears back a little bit, which usually means they're starting to get a little frustrated. He started tossing his head a little bit. And eventually, as he sees these other guys go further and further away, eventually it leads to a temper tantrum. Now, when I say temper tantrum, you might know the context and understand, okay, a little kid, when you tell them they can't have those sugar O's or whatever they want from the grocery store, they throw themselves down in the middle of the lane and they start pounding their fists, kicking their feet, screaming. And although those might be some of the most powerful and destructive kicks and punches that might exist on this earth, doesn't hold anything to a 1,500 pound animal that has decided that, no, I'm going with or without you, it's up to you. And so in the midst of holding this horse back, he decides, hey, I'm going to see my friends and you're welcome to come along, but if you're not gonna let me go, I'm gonna let you off here. So he starts kicking and bucking and trying to get me off. And in those maybe 5 or 10 seconds, I start to think, this is it. This is how I go, this is how I die. But as soon and as quick as it starts, he begins to calm down and understand that there's someone that's in charge. Because in the midst of holding on during that time, I've got these two little leather straps that go down to this metal bit in his mouth. And that entire time that he's fighting with me, I'm just holding his head exactly where I want it. He starts to calm down and understands, I can't go anywhere. See, James understands how horses work. If you can control their head and stop them from doing anything, you keep them right where you want them, it slows down the rest of them and keeps you in control. He also understands how the mouth works. He knows that, you know what, if we know and can learn how to control our mouths, everything else starts to fall in place. Everything is gonna fall in line. But that's not an easy task. He even goes to the point where he says, you know what, the person that figures out how to control, there's no fault in the way that they talk, that's gonna be a perfect person. Well, what kind of hope is there for us in that? Is that something that we can achieve? Let's jump down to verse 7 and find out. Verse 7 says this, all kinds of animals, birds, reptiles, sea creatures are being tamed and have been maintained by mankind. But no human being can tame the tongue. It is a restless evil full of deadly poison. He says it, there's no hope. We're not gonna get to the point where we can actually control and be perfect with our mouths. So then we ask, well, what's the point? If we know we can't get there, why do we strive for it? Well, let's keep reading in verse 9. He says, with the tongue we praise our Lord and Father, and with it we curse human beings who have been made in God's likeness. Out of the same mouth come praise and cursing. My brothers and sisters, this should not be. See, James knows that people are showing up on Sunday mornings and we're singing songs of worship and praise and we're loving people, telling people about the incredible things that God is doing in our life. But then Monday comes. We see that coworker that we don't like or we don't get along with and maybe we say something that we shouldn't say. We curse, we slander, we gossip. Maybe we share a joke that we shouldn't share. See, he knows that there's the power of life and death. I have written in my margin Proverbs 18:21. Which says the tongue has the power of life and death in it. See, we can make some decisions of whether we're uplifting, we're encouraging, we're building people up, or we know how to cut people in a single word. Let me encourage you guys, and this is where my challenge comes in, is that are we living day to day in a way that maybe the way that we're using our mouths, that we're speaking to other people, is better than the day before? See, if we just stop focusing on, okay, well, I got to get rid of all this malice. I got to stop gossiping, slandering, sharing bad jokes on a daily basis. But then we just focus on, okay, can I do better today than what I did yesterday? Are we quick to listen, slow to speak, slow to anger? Because if we can focus on those things, then we know that day by day we can get better. And back to verse 2, if we start learning how to control our mouths and our tongue, everything else is going to fall in line. Church, we're always proud of what you're doing and how you're representing us. But more importantly, we care about how you're representing God. Our words and our mouth should be full of things that are uplifting, encouraging, and life-giving instead of something that takes away. We love you guys, and we'll see you tomorrow.